about this weekend?
I think they're all just excited to be home. They've all been on the road for about 13 days. A lot of people don't realize that they did not come home until last night. They actually slept in Hoover Sunday night after the tournament championship game. Got up, I guess it was Monday morning, did a team lift in Hoover, and then found a place to watch the selection show. So it was pretty late last night before their buses rolled into Fayetteville. So I know they're real excited to be home. I think Dave even made a joke that some of the players started talking to their lockers because they've missed them so much by the time that they got back yesterday. I know they're excited for this regional. And I think they're, for a lot of reasons. Number one, it's the first time that they've had a regional here at BOM in 7 years. And it's kind of amazing when you think about the success that the baseball program has had. They've been to two College World Series since then, that they haven't had a regional here at BOM Stadium. And I think they're excited, too, about the teams that they drew here. Think about Missouri State, Oklahoma State, Oral Roberts. You can get to any of those campuses from BOM Stadium in less than 3 hours. And they're teams that they play on a fairly consistent basis, 220 games all time between Arkansas and those three teams. So there's a little bit of regional pride, I think, that's going to go into this weekend, too.
Yeah, it could be a tough of a ticket as there is out there for the first weekend of the NCAA tournament when you consider all four of those fan bases are just, we're literally all right here on top of one another. How much did he talk about ORU, and if he didn't, how much do you know about him? I think they are, I think Dave even maybe said earlier today at some point, maybe the best number four seed in this entire tournament. What was his take on them?
Yeah, he said ORU is not a number four seed. That's probably a two or maybe even a one seed that doesn't get a lot of respect because of the schedule it plays. And the NCAA selection committee this year really put a high emphasis on RPI, probably more so than it ever has. And that's why, for instance, you think about Virginia, who just beat Clemson in the ACC tournament, didn't get to host, and Clemson did. And it's because Virginia did not play a very strong non-conference schedule, and its RPI suffered some because of that. But Oral Roberts, it's played 56 games, 42-14 record, but 36 of those games have been against teams with an RPI of 200 or higher. And so that's why ORU was a number four seed. Maybe it could have been a three seed, depending on if there was another regional nearby. This Jimmy from having the girls in the tournament a couple of years ago, the NCAA puts the bill for its tournaments. And they don't want to send teams far away if they can avoid it. And so they wanted to keep ORU close to home, having them come over here to Fayetteville, put them on a bus. That allows them to do that. I know ORU's got a very good pitching staff. I think they're seventh in the country in ERA. They'll throw a left-hander on Friday who's got the ninth best ERA in the country. And they can hit a lot of home runs. 67 home runs this year is a top 30 home run hitting team.
Matt, how much more confident are you in the Arkansas pitching staff now? I mean, they really only had two, three bad innings down there and some new names popping on the scene to give them some quality outs.
Yeah, I mean, they're new names in terms of weekend-type starters. And you kind of go back into more of a weekend-type format with the regional, especially if you can stay in a winner's bracket. Casey Murphy's really the one, I think, that stands out in how he pitched against Florida the other day. 94 pitches, two hits, a seven-inning shutout. But he's done that all year, Dudley. When you think about it, he did that to Kansas State. He did that I don't think it was Kansas State, but he did it to Memphis. He's done it to a Grand Canyon. A lot of midweek games, he really came in and shut teams down. He's undefeated as a starting pitcher this season. I think he's 6-0 now in 9 or 10 starts, and he's just been able to take it over to the weekend since Arkansas quit playing midweek games about 4 weeks ago. That's when you really saw him start to become more of a factor on the weekends. I think the bigger pitchers to keep an eye on have been Kevin Copps. He's really a good pitcher the first time through the order. If an opposing batter hasn't seen that cutter of his, they strike out on it a lot. That's his out pitch. It's his first, second, and his third pitch. I mean, he really relies on that cutter, and he throws it really well. And you see teams struggle the first time through the order. Jake Reindl, he's been inconsistent a couple of times when he's come in, but for the most part, he's been Arkansas's best reliever all season. And more often than not, when Arkansas has brought him in a pinch, he's really delivered for them. And so I think that you're seeing them, even Matt Cronin down at the SEC tournament. That's something he's been doing all season. He just hasn't had a lot of chances to do that against SEC teams. I think it was just the second time that he's pitched against an SEC team this year. But what you're really seeing is they're finding out the roles that a lot of these pitchers are able to throw in, and it's been something that they've been trying to figure out all season, because with Keaton McKinney going down early in the year and with Isaiah Campbell going down early in the year and then Cody Scroggins as a bullpen guy, that's about probably, you know, somewhere from 14 to 16, maybe 17 innings a weekend that they've had to replenish with guys who maybe weren't expected to be in those roles. And they're starting to figure it out, I think, a lot better. And you saw that not only in Hoover, but against Vanderbilt, against Texas A&M as well.
Matt, did Dave touch at all on the value of making it to the SEC title game versus the possible did we wear ourselves out talk that can sometimes go on as well with that?
Yeah, not didn't talk a lot about that. You know, I think that what I'd say about that is that you saw them do a good job, and he did touch on this, of keeping their pitchers from being overused down there. So, for instance, Matt Cronin came in Sunday against LSU and struck out LSU's best hitter, Greg Dykeman, in a bases-loaded, nobody-out situation, and then Dave comes and takes him out. And a lot of people are asking, well, why is he going out? Well, it's because Cronin had thrown 71 pitches two nights earlier. His arm was pretty sore. He'd never thrown that many pitches in a college game. And so I think they did a good job, Jimmy, of protecting their arms down there. Even, you know, Trevor Stephan, they got him out maybe a little bit earlier than they would. Blaine Knight, the same thing. And Casey Murphy's performance against Florida really helped them, I think, against LSU, have some more pitchers available. Otherwise, you might have seen a pitcher or two that you haven't heard much from.
Has there been a better five-game stretch than what we saw from Chad Spanberger?
Well, I can't remember one. You know, I know Benintendi had a stretch in 2015, I think, where he hit, I want to say it was six home runs over a four-game stretch. So it was comparable to what Spanberger did. But, you know, the really interesting thing with Spanberger is that he hit so many home runs and very limited opportunities, because the teams were either intentionally walking him or unintentionally walking him, you know, not really giving him anything to hit over the middle of the plate. And then the other thing that he did was he had five home runs, but he also had three doubles. And I thought that was really impressive. And you see him really being able to use all the corners of the field now. When he came in here, he was a deadpool fastball hitter. And now you're seeing him be able to take a change up the other way, or to be able to take a breaking ball and send it into straight center field. And you really see him become a lot more mature hitter. And so I think, you know, maybe from the standpoint of how much we've seen him struggle, I watched Chad Spanberger strike out eight times in a doubleheader one time. So from how much we've seen him struggle in the first couple of years, especially with off-speed pitches, to become a dangerous at-bat the way he has, and how he showed that down in Hoover, no, I don't know if there's been a more impressive showing than that.
Matt Jones with us from WholeHogSports.com. Matt, finish these two sentences for me, the first one being this. If Arkansas wins and advances to the Super Regional, it will be because of what?
I think it will be because of its starting pitching. They've got to have their starters go deep into the games against you know, pretty good hitting teams. ORU, like I said, 67 home runs. Oklahoma State's got one of the highest batting averages in the country in terms of an individual. Their three-hole, or I think it's their two-hole hitter, hits .394. Missouri State's got a first-round pick in Jake Berger, who's their third baseman, who hits in the three-hole or the four-hole for them. And so they're going to face some pretty good offenses here this week. But they've got to have their starting pitchers go deep in the games, and they have to win the games. I mean, they have to stay out of the loser's bracket. It is so hard to advance past the regional round if you get into the loser's bracket. When you look at the last three times Arkansas has gone to the College World Series, all three, they've been on the road in the regional, and in all three, they never lost a game in the regional. They went 3-0 at Oklahoma State 2 years ago. They went 3-0 at Rice in 2012, and they went 3-0 at Oklahoma in 2009. And so, you know, I just think they've got to stay out of the loser's bracket. And to do that, they've got to have really strong starting pitching. And I think if they can have good, strong starting pitching, even though there are some good starters in this regional, whether it be Fromson from Missouri State or the front two guys for ORU, I really think that their offense is going to be able to come through enough and send them on through.
Matt, from what you know right now, and I know you're probably early into your, you know, all of your thoughts about this weekend coming up. Who's the biggest threat to Arkansas right now out of those other three teams?
Well, it's probably, I think it may be ORU, Jimmy, because ORU's got two really good pitchers, and they've got a left-hander, and Arkansas's they've had some success against left-handers, but because they've got so many left-handers in the lineup, whether it be Spanberger or Jared Gates, Dominic Fletcher, you know, a lot of their best hitters are left-handed hitters. Eric Cole can turn around and hit from the right side, but he's not nearly as good from the right side as he is from the left. I think that that left-hander that ORU throws, who's had a lot of success this season, I think that's their biggest challenge, I think, because I don't know that Missouri State or Oklahoma State has a number two starter who's anything like the number one at ORU.
I believe Trevor Stephan was named the starter for Friday night. Is that correct?
Yeah, Trevor Stephan will start Friday. Blaine Knight will start Saturday against either Oklahoma State or Missouri State. And then they're just going to see what happens for the third game if they get that far. Is it going to be a team that's chock full of right-handed hitters, or is it going to be one that has a lot of left-handers? And then they'll figure out a starter based on the matchups for that game three.
Matt, you've watched this team play a lot this year. Those first two or three innings, what do you think we need to be seeing from Trevor Stephan?
Well, I think he's got to keep his emotions down. I mean, he's pretty good about staying under good composure, having a good composure. I think when you get in front of 12,000 people, like they're probably going to have out here Friday night, hopefully if the rain holds off. It can get your nerves going, and the same goes for the opposing pitcher from ORU. But I think that he's got to be able just to keep his composure, keep his fastball down, don't walk batters, which he hasn't done that a whole lot this year. And I think I think you're right. You have to get past those first couple of innings, and if you can do that, then you can really kind of settle in, and treat it like a normal game. But it doesn't feel like a normal game when you go out there. I can guarantee you that.
Matt Jones from WholeHogSports.com. Matt, thanks for joining us. You did a great job, and may bump into you out there this weekend. Thanks for your time, buddy.
Okay, thanks, Jimmy. We'll see you.
All right, we'll be back after this.